Hi y'all. Welcome to another episode of Let's Gist with Victoria. So my country is done with our presidential election. Finally, all praise be to God. This is after 5 days of voting, gathering and counting. We have a new president now. We're in a new government. Our president-elect is now His Excellency Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Yes, he emerged as the winner of the just-held presidential election. And we all woke up on the fifth day, or the sixth day morning to hear the announcement of the new president. And let me say this, as a citizen myself, I can tell you that the country was cold and quiet. You know, there was no jubilation, there was no crying, there was no nothing. Everybody was just, you know, indifferent. We've had enough, you know, after waiting 5 days, after seeing everything, after all that happened during the election and you know, it was just, people didn't know how to react. They're like, you know what? The country will move on. The people will survive. The citizens will thrive. Like, if there's one thing my country people know how to do best, is coping, is managing, is trying to live in whatever condition or situation we find ourselves in, which is very bad, almost like a mental illness. But it's something we've perfected. And we're done being sad for it or disappointed. Whatever the government is, we know we will still succeed. We will still thrive. We'll do all the things we need to do to make it, to make money, to make a living, to make earnings, to be happy. That's why you see our comedy keeps getting bigger and broader. Skits makers every day, every new skit maker on social media from Nigeria, because we are just turning everything into humor and jokes and comedy, because we cannot come and kill ourselves. Honestly. So that, I feel that's why we get into all these jokes and all that. So yeah, this is the last episode on my boat driver's chronicles. Who is your president? Okay, we have a president now, so that session is coming to an end. So thank you so much if you've been following up. I really appreciate and I love you. Keep listening, okay? And we will go visual soon. But for now, enjoy listening to my subtle voice. well, so I've attached a recording of the last conversation I had with a boat driver the day the election was, the results rather was announced. I was going out, so I had a mini conversation with the driver, and this is what he had to say. And I feel like this is what a lot of Nigerians have to say concerning the election that's just ended and all of that. So yeah, enjoy and do have a blessed one. Come back and listen again every Wednesdays and Saturdays. Okay, bye. Love you.
It's just too sad that INEC have chosen to, I don't even know what to say.
Like, what fail me?
I don't know the kind of words to be used, but I just feel it has always been his star, being the our candidate that will be, it has always been his star that way.
Yeah.
It's court case that will resolve. And when she has said it, that no need of protesting, because this is what they actually want to do.
Yeah.
They want us to go out there and protest, cause problems, destroy things, then at the end they will not leverage on that.
Yes. So use the
yes, and it's like, you see, we've lost data, they've gone the office of the INEC.
Yeah.
So we can't even get data to go through the, so no need. We don't need all that right now.
Yeah.
He's going to go to court. But funny thing is, they never consulted Ngige to actually ask him how was the court case, and the judge that presided on the case when similar thing happened in Anambra State, when he won the election and he was giving, his mandate was given to Ngige.
Yeah.
And he calmly took Ngige to court. Even the judge, with the evidence of my practice that was done during the election time,
yeah,
leveled against, as in leveled on his, so I used to see, even his judge too was sweating and didn't just know what else to do, what to say, other than just declare him the winner.
Yeah.
Same thing is going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. So, no need. We're going to pass straight. With all this evidence on ground,
yeah,
my pain is it that even the INEC wasn't, isn't seeing all these things as it comes through the internet, that he doesn't see all these things and...
Yeah.
I'll be like, okay, although it's not right for him to... According to him, what he told the vice president of OB, when yeah, they confronted him, he said, okay, whatever thing that's going to happen, then any other amendments that we made after the election and pronounced... I'm just following the constitution.
Yeah.
Election wouldn't start and they are calling up to results and you suspend results calling to start looking out. You have to do the right thing. Just continue.
You have to go through the process, yeah.
Like, finish your process ahead. Just so even if there's anything that comes up, even if person they die at that moment, nothing stops them
yeah,
from that process.
Yeah.
They will just finish it up, declare who the process says is the winner, and then, so before we now start looking into your hand. So
yeah,
if the court now says, okay, yeah, so evidence shows that this person is not supposed to be on this seat.
Yeah.
How can you declare someone who is a winner? I mean, how can you declare someone a winner when even FCT no win?
Like, he didn't even win FCT.
You boycotted the constitution, like constitution. No, yeah, not done now.
Because
so,
I heard any candidate that wins has to get like 25% of FCT to qualify.
Not 25% of the vote, including excluding FCT. Now, FCT now be saying you must win FCT.
Yes, as a capital, yes.
You must be the winner of FCT because that's where you stay as the president if you win. So if you don't win, then what makes you the bona fide occupant of the...
You get... It doesn't make any sense. Oh, my God.
It doesn't make any sense. So, we are... And which will be won the FCT.
Yeah.
And it may not be the 25% of votes. Oh, what am I saying? I just cross with the sign.
Yeah.
Go to the court and has always been that way for him. He was impeached after he won the selected him as the governor of the state. They still took him to court and like they tried to still impeach him.
Yeah.
He went to the court and he won. Second time again he went to the court and still won. So there's no, it has always been his star. So the court will go up. We are ready. No need of causing destructions or going to destroy government properties and
no.
They will not use it against us.
Yes.
They go to court. Evidence did collect. Nothing like say
like assumptions. What Labour Party needs to do now is just gather all their evidence together. Gather as much as possible.
As much
the internet
as
don't lie. It lie stays there forever. Can't get any piece of information you want to get from the internet.
The one that Mzuluoma is saying, any Igbo man them come where may come and come foot. Come here, come food.
Like that you one was live on video.
Live on video. That means you are disenfranchising the Igbos from coming to vote, which means no Igbo man actually needs that bullying for safety.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to because you can't go to one.
I mean, there was so many destruction in Lagos. Like it was so bad. I can't believe tribalism still exists in 2023.
It is suffer.
Are we not tired? No, I don't know. I don't know how I felt waking up to hear that we're still in the same government. Honestly, I would have taken anybody aside this government.
I'm telling you.
Honestly speaking.
I would have.
Are we not tired? What they used our eyes to see 2020, last
that
year.
Dana Reaza, compared to what we see here. So the moment he entered power, what did he do? Like the moment he declared him, yeah, now what has happened now? They have shut down Arise TV.
Oh, really?
Immediately now.
Oh, wow.
Arise TV is not functioning now. The moment was declared, bam, Arise TV went off. Because Arise TV is always against them.
Yeah, Arise TV.
What the truth is.
Yes.
What was that guy's name?
Rufai, something
Rufai.
Like that. Yeah, that man.
Yeah,
yes.
Rufai was saying it.
Yes.
He's always telling them what it is. So now they shut down Arise. Immediately. A dictator.
Is that what we're entering a dictatorship? That's what they're saying.
We left one and we entered another
a full country like this. Oh my God.
See Tinubu telling people, I saw the video. Telling people he was a king too. That's what we live on. Grab it.
Yeah.
Run with it. anyhow, what was he referring to, if not ballot box?
Oh, yes, that video when they were having one of their town hall meetings.
Yeah, town hall meetings, yes. And they were hailing Jagaban, Jagaban, making really Jagaban, clapping at his, They are wrong with it, grab it, snatch it. But that's what we live for. As far my own means, get it.
My own is they don't rate us. We have people with qualifications in this country. People that have gone far and wild for education and back. Even from this country itself. But they don't rate us. They don't rate our mental capacity. You come out and do things like this. We've seen it. There are so many videos on the internet where audios, phone calls, conversations we've heard.
They look at us like we're wrong. Like we don't have sense. The Nigerians are useless. Is anybody moving on now? Nothing's happening.
Like what? Because that's what we know how to do best. Move on, manage.
That's why they do what they do.
Yeah, because we're going to adapt. Give them 2 weeks. They will adjust. Blah, 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 blah.
Don't worry, you see them going down about. So, like what they care for is about as long as they see food eat today, they are okay. That's why I never get mind. After you promise us free and fair election credit.
I'm telling you.
In the history of Nigeria.
There was nothing free and fair.
$127 million. $44 billion only. 96 Nigeria. Continue.
Wow.
Then when they start the pressure as much. Okay, now. Even if we don't have evidence, but the fact that somebody has been arrested, since someone was arrested in Femi Badjabiamila's house, which is also in Lagosian, a speaker of House of Representatives.
Wow.
Femi Badjabiamila. In his own house, that is where they sat, that the head of the operating team was busy manipulating the beaver.
Can you imagine?
It has been declared now.
Yeah, those arrested. People that they arrested,
yes,
the
now,
beaver.
Inside Femi Badjabiamila. Is that not an evidence already?
Too many evidence.
And too many. To show that, yes, this thing was rigged. And I next thing went ahead. And not now, because yes, I'm following the constitution.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Nothing stops you until
he
you
said,
let
see
now.
You in court now. He said, take him. INEC chairman said it. Take him to court. Take INEC to court if you don't agree. But the results must be called.
Must be called.
At this point, is it? I think it's more about somebody just wanting to win so bad.
Yes, by
than,
all means.
Like,
by all means, see somebody who started making flinty or useless statements online, bring evidence. And the fact that he is not, that he's not supposed to declare, that's even if our jury system is going to work well on this issue. Because even day two, some lawyers have come up to start talking about doing that. For him to declare, this guy winner is even against the constitution. What made him a winner? He didn't win the FCT. That one alone, the rule statutes. You must win FCT.